Yeah, Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Before we get to our study, Steve would like to share something.
My sister reminded me, she was like, where is the audio of Donna? I'm waiting for it. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then she's like waiting in her car. I'm so sorry, guys. We forgot to play this. My sister wrote back, oh my gosh, that is not even believable. Her storytelling has improved greatly as well.
I think I was in high school and it was a psych class.
Here is the best one. Rocco, can you turn my mic up a little bit?
Yes. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, a man's wife is very, very sick. So he goes to the only druggist. You know what a druggist is?
This is Donna Valentine.
Who can do medicine. Who has the medicine to help his wife.
No.
Yes.
Okay, but the druggist wants to make a lot of money. So he tells the man the medicine costs $1 million.
Dollars.
Right, you got all that? The man doesn't have enough money to pay for the medicine, and the druggist won't give it to him. So in order to save his wife, the man steals medicine. Do you think the man did a bad thing? You do? No. No, do you? No. Why not? Because he shouldn't be lying to the person, the druggist. Right? No, but he didn't lie to the druggist. You
want to
hear it again?
Yeah, that's when Donna says, hey, wait, I have another one real quick, Rocco, that I want you to hear, and then your opinions. No. This is I hadn't heard this one before. Here we go.
Joey did a wrong thing, and his parents tell him he can't watch TV for 2 weeks. Okay? And Karen did a bad thing.
You get the idea.
No, it's Rocco. Amazing. I mean, I have so many follow-up questions.
Please, and we have time for them.
Because, I mean, Donna, you're obviously one of the top well-known radio DJs in this town. You've sort of risen to the cream of the crop. At some point, somebody must have said, hey, you got to lose your accent if you want to do this. And you did. I mean, this is amazing.
Yes. Thanks, so Rocco. Now it only comes out, we'll hear Orange. Florida. But when you consider how far she came.
I mean, keep in mind that was probably 40 years ago.
Sure.
35 years ago.
I just love how you're grilling this. Did he do something wrong? I'm going to read it again, you little idiot. You'll get it this time.
So what was the process? At what point did you say, I
moved to Georgia. And when I was in Georgia, I would say things like there was a street that was C-L-A-Y-T-O-N. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, you know, I would do commercials and go, okay, it's on Snelling and Clayton.
Yeah.
And then people would be like, my bosses would go, it's not Clayton. It's Clayton. I'm like, that's what I'm saying, Clayton. So I worked really, really hard. Coffee was a hard one. Oh my gosh. I worked with a DJ named Magic Matt Allen in New York. And I would always say, hey, do you want any coffee? And he'd be like, it's not coffee. And so I would practice every
day
and
go,
coffee, coffee. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I would just say it over and over. Yeah, no, it took time. And then you just naturally pick up the accent of where you live if you live there long enough.
I love how, I love just this. There's something about, let's hear what you say here again about this boy.
I like that we're breaking this
down. Joey did a wrong thing.
All right, everybody listen, sit down. I'm about to tell you something. Joey did a wrong thing.
Did he go to the druggist?
All right. Are we good with
amazing.
That?
Good job, Donna.
Thanks, Rocco.
You can turn me back down.
Okay. All right. No.
All the way.